that brings you to 1843? It's the 1335 of Daniel 12:12. To change where that arrives in history is moving a pagan pin. It's destroying the very foundation of Adventism. Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1, page 168. I saw a company who stood well guarded and firm and would give no countenance to those who would unsettle the established faith of the body. God looked upon them with approbation. I was shown three steps, 1, 2, and 3. The first, second, and third angel's message. Said the angel, "Woe to him who shall move a block or stir a pin in these messages." The true understanding of these messages is of vital importance. The destiny of souls hang upon the manner in which they are received. I was again brought down through these messages, and I saw how dearly the people of God had purchased their experience. It had been obtained through much suffering and severe conflict. Step by step had God brought them along until he had placed them upon a solid, immovable platform. Then I saw individuals, as they approached the platform, before stepping upon it, examine the foundation. Some were rejoicing immediately stepped upon it. Others commenced to find fault with the laying of the foundation of the platform. They wished improvements made, and then the platform would be more perfect and the people much happier. Some stepped off the platform and examined it, then found fault with it, declaring it to be laid wrong. I saw that nearly all stood firm upon the platform and exhorted others who had stepped off to cease their complaints, for God was a wise master builder, and they were fighting against him. Brothers and sisters, I understand that the Sabbath, the sanctuary, second coming of Christ, that these are identified as the pillars and foundation of Adventism, and everything has to be understood in its context, and those rightly are. But in this passage here, Sister White is clearly identifying the time prophecies that were guiding the Millerite movement as the platform and the foundation of Adventism, and she says this is what some were going to attack as being incorrect, not built right, need to have some changes. These time prophecies really didn't come into history in 1798, 1843, 1844. They come in a day-for-a-day application at the end of the world. Brothers and sisters, we've been forewarned. We've been forewarned. Life Sketches, page 92 and 93. In later years, I've been shown that the false theories advanced in the past have by no means been given up. As favorable opportunities come, they will have a resurrection. Let us not forget that everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. The enemy will be successful.